Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, we've got another amazing show for you with just someone who kind of came to me from out of the blue. Sometimes some of my most interesting guests come that way. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. It's Monday afternoon, getting everything started and ready for the week. And of course, let's start off with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham, and then we'll get right into it. So let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. From the universe, this just in. No matter how happy you have ever been, even at your happiest, it won't come close to how happy you will one day be. Trust me, I'm there now. The universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, chiding us on for happier, happier, and happier days to come. And let's see what Abraham has to say today. When the desire is born, right away you start counting yourselves a failure because you've got this desire that hasn't been satisfied. Know that you never get it done. And since you never get it done, it's time to stop being unhappy about what's undone because most of it is undone. You are an eternal being. Most of it is undone. Instead of taking score about what's been achieved, we want you to start feeling anticipation about what is still to arrive. Abraham. Two interesting quotes, both about sort of anticipating better and greater things and happier things to come. And I think this is so true, what Abraham is saying, that as soon as we have a desire of something we want to accomplish, or a state of being, or showing up, or we have some great idea we would love to see manifest, it's like we expect there to be instant manifestation. We expect stuff to just show up right away in an instant. And when it doesn't, we're like, oh, boo-hoo, things aren't working out for me. Why is it taking so long? And it's really, we're being unfair to ourselves. Because if we just look at nature, we look at life around us, you know, you plant a seed, you don't have a flowering plant the next day. It takes some nurturing, it takes some watering, it takes some fertilization, and then eventually, slowly but surely, the plant sprouts, it becomes a beautiful flower, we enjoy its fragrance, beauty, and then eventually it dies off and the next cycle starts. We so like to remove ourselves from nature and from the natural rhythm and cycles of life that we forget that things happen this way for a reason. It's great to have desire, to want to take things to higher levels, bring more joy, more consciousness, more love to this planet. We just shouldn't beat ourselves up about it when it doesn't happen in 15 minutes. I know we're all kind of programmed from TVs and radio programs and shows that like instant gratification, but you know what? When we take some time and we just let things grow naturally, oh, when they blossom and they bloom, the joy and the satisfaction is so great. So let us all remember, there is so much more that has yet to be done, has yet to be experienced, has yet to be felt and brought upon this planet. Let's not be so upset that it hasn't happened yet. Because, and I know it's an old cliche, it's really in the journey. It's in the path. It's in the step by step, one step at a time, lovingly, joyfully creating our lives one step at a time. That's where the real magic is. That's what it means to be present. You guys know this. You've heard me talk about it so much before. Just a little reminder to help you get your week started, because we all can use these reminders, myself included. So I hope you enjoy your quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Of course, we'll have more new quotes for you next Monday. Now, it is my extreme pleasure to introduce to you my two guests for the day, Ariana and Kyle Matthews. Ariana was born and raised in Tokyo, Japan, and then came to the United States around the age of 18 to attend the University of Southern California. It was there that she met her ex-husband, with whom she built a multi-million-dollar furniture business from scratch. Now, you know, here's the interesting thing. You know, most people think, oh, you know, these great spiritual teachers, what do they know about, like, day-to-day life and business and paying the bills? Well, here's somebody who actually, like myself, has had experience in both worlds. After a series of revelations through meditation and with the help of psychics and healers, Ariana connected with her life's purpose, which is to bring a message of hope and salvation to humankind. She quit her position as the president of the furniture company and has become a healer, an author, a consultant, hailing from Los Angeles, California, with her two children. Again, here's somebody who took her spiritual path seriously enough to leave behind a very successful career and committed herself to what her heart told her she should be doing with her life. And along that path, she met Kyle Matthews, who's been working as a psychic for more than 25 years and works with thousands of people from around the world. He has the ability to see and read other people's auras, connect with guardian angels, and he has extraordinary abilities have enabled him to translate messages from others who reside in dimensions beyond our own. And we're very, very happy to have both of them join us today on the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome, Ariana. Welcome, Kyle.
Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you very much.
Ah, it's wonderful, wonderful to have you here. So, Ariana, I did receive a copy of your book, Light Atonement, and I know many people pronounce that at one mint. And I started to read it. I haven't gotten full the book completely. But I would like to just kind of touch upon your background a little bit, just to give our audience a sense of, you know, where you came from. Because sometimes people think, oh, these people, they have such easy lives, you know, they know what they're doing. But things weren't quite so easy for you, were they? Especially coming from another country, another culture, where some of this consciousness movement is not necessarily as acceptable as it is in some parts of the United States.
That's true. I was born, raised in Tokyo, Japan. Even though, you know, my parents weren't religious, mm-hmm. or I wasn't really familiar with, you know, many practices, Japanese people are very connected to the nature and very spiritual in, you know, just in nature. So, when, of course, I never even expected that I would be channeling or, you know, doing this spiritual work as adult, but I wasn't close to the idea. And I, as a child, I always, you know, felt my ancestors were close by, and, you know, I used to talk to them, and so that did kind of help me when I started to learn, when people started telling me what they see that I'm going to do. I was like, okay, if that's what I'm supposed to do, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
So. You know, it's interesting you bring up, and this is something very, very common in many Eastern societies, of this idea of ancestors and being close to your ancestors, which, you know, me being brought up here in a Western society, for much of my life, I really discounted and really didn't take that idea too seriously. But over time, I've come to see that there is some real wisdom to it, because we are carrying the DNA of our ancestors in our blood. You know, we are connected. I mean, this is our bloodline. Our ancestors do have a direct impact on our lives today. I mean, even if you look at it purely from a scientific point of view, let alone an energetic point of view, that there is reason to sort of work on that connection, or to kind of take that connection seriously. And a lot of Westerners don't, but I've learned over the years to take it much more seriously.
Yes, I agree with you. I always talk about how our roots are very important, because without having strong roots into the ground, tree cannot, you know, grow tall or strong. You know, same thing, as we are connected to where we come from, that gives us strength.
And I'm curious exactly how, what kind of brought you sort of once you came here, because even once you came here, you weren't necessarily on a quote-unquote spiritual path right of way. Was it one event or was it a series of events that kind of brought you to the sort of awakening of yourself as a sort of a spiritual being having a physical experience here?
Well, I think the beginning was that, you know, I came here to study business. I wanted to be a businesswoman traveling around the world, which I did make that dream come true. I had a successful business, beautiful children, a marriage, you know, everything anyone would dream about. And that I still felt empty. I still felt something was missing. That's when my spiritual journey started. And as you know, once you start, there is never ending. It gets deeper and deeper.
Right. And so did you start with, I know many people sort of start with healing, or did you start with meditation, or did you just start with taking classes?
I started with, about the same time, started with meditation and also working on the emotional state. I first went to a program called Hoffman Institute in Napa. That's like when you... Their belief is everything we do that we learn from our parents. So we identify what we learned, and we just kind of like undo what we learned and, you know, connect with true self. And that was my heart opening. And then right after that, I went to meditation retreat for 11-day silent meditation retreat. That's when I really got connected that felt that everything I was searching for was inside of myself. Those two things changed my life.
Was that a Vipassana meditation retreat?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. I haven't done that yet. I know so many people who've done the Vipassana retreat, and I hear such wonderful things about it. I definitely have to get to that one day. So when you went on that retreat, what surprised you the most? Like, what really shifted for you internally the most when you came back from that?
I guess, again, that everything I was searching was inside of myself, meaning after being in the silence for 11 days, you realize for the first time that, you know, everything you do when you're outside of a retreat, it's everything, you know, it's just your mind talks to you, your brain kind of tells you what to do, but that when that goes away, we are in a pure bliss. We are in this connection to the whole thing and universe and soul. So having experienced that once, my life was never the same, because everything you see is not exactly what you see.
Right. Yeah, you get to learn to... Your lens through which you see the world is now shifted or changed.
Yeah.
Kyle, I just wanted to ask you real quickly, have you always had psychic abilities? Is this something like since you were a little kid that were kind of came to you naturally?
Actually, no. I came in around 14. I was having a series of nightmares where I was being chased in my dreams. And my grandmother set me down at one point and told me, she said, look, why don't you imagine like a bubble or a balloon or something like that, and you unzip it, climb inside of it, and then zip it back up, and then nothing can hurt you. So even in your dreams, if something, you know, somebody shoots at you or does anything, it just bounces off. And she said, when you're being chased, turn around and say, who are you? And so when I did that, the very next night, my guardian angel was standing there in front of me, and she said, I'm here. So, and you know, and she said, we have a lot of work to do. And the next day, I started seeing colors around everybody.
And I
grew up in Kansas, so.
Oh, my God.
In the Midwest, so you can imagine.
What town in Kansas did you grow up in?
I graduated high school in Salina, Kansas. But I grew up in Kansas City most of the time.
Okay. Because I know a couple of people come from Manhattan, Kansas, and I always like to tease them.
No, I know Manhattan.
Yeah. All right. Okay, listen, guys. Time for us to take our first commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about how the two of you met, and let's talk about what your real message is for people, okay?
Sure.
Okay, sounds so great. Everybody, please... hold on, stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and our guests this hour are Ariana Starchild and Kyle Matthews, who works with her, a psychic, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
So, Ariana, I'm curious. In your book, you kind of labeled yourself a star child. Why do you call yourself a star child?
Well, I have a lineage from stars, and I do channel beings from my family from the seventh dimension.
Okay.
So it felt appropriate.
Okay. And I'm sure it didn't just happen all at once. How did you discover your ability to sort of bring in these higher energies and allow them to speak through you?
It didn't, you know, start in one day. It took years of my working on my energy, working with different healers, psychics, and practices. I had to clarify my energy, make my frequency higher, vibrations faster. And when that all, you know, my hard work paid off in about maybe 3-4 years, then one day I was meditating and I started to channel.
Okay. And was that like something that you were really, was that an ability that you were really looking to develop, or you
well,
were really just...
Not necessarily, but many of our my psychic friends have told me that I'm going to channel, but when I did, I had no idea it's not going to be either English or Japanese I speak. It was white language where, you know, came from very... It's very different from human language.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's kind of interesting. You always wonder, when these beings sort of communicate psychically, you're not really speaking English or Japanese or whatever language that you're used to. It's really something non-differentiable, and how it comes out is always different. However... culture tends to always have an influence on us. Do you see that because of your background, because of the environment and the culture that you came from, that what you were able sort of to connect to and bring through you would be different than if you had been born and brought up elsewhere?
You know, I would not know, but I do have to say I was open, and I was never closed to these ideas. So it probably did help, yes.
Yeah. So, Kyle, do you remember when you first met Ariana?
I do.
So tell us, how did the two of you meet?
Okay. Well, a friend of hers sent her in to have a session with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in, we connected instantly.
And this was a face-to-face session? This was a face-to-face?
I could see her aura.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just asking, is this a this was a face-to-face session, not over the phone or anything?
It was a face-to-face session.
Okay.
And I could see her aura, and I could see, you know, the things that she was able to do, whether she knew it or not. So I could see what she was able to do with her energy. And I didn't tell her everything the first session, but the second session I did fill her in on what I saw.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't something she hadn't heard before. She had heard it before, so
it was interesting.
You can tell more about it, Ariana, probably.
Yeah, Ariana, what was it like for you that first time when you went in to see Kyle? I take it he wasn't the first psychic you went to see.
No, around that time, there are psychics after psychics were introduced to me, so I was supposed to meet those people around that time.
Right.
But he has clearly saw that what's possible in me, and he has helped me, you know, just step forward, because it wasn't easy, you know, when you meet somebody, you tell you, okay, you are going to, you know, just save the world. I mean, how do you do that? How do you start, you know?
Yeah, just a little thing, you know? Yeah, you're just going to do a little thing here, save the world, so, you know. Do you remember what your initial reaction was when he did tell you your full abilities? Were you, like, in disbelief, or I guess you said that other people had said similar things to you, so was it a little bit easier for you to accept?
I guess it was. It's hard to say. I mean, you're still never going to get used to it, you know?
Mm.
Even you heard from, like, 3, 4, 5 other different people.
Yeah.
But still, if that is what I'm supposed to do, it kind of gives me more like confirmation that I have to move forward to do what I'm here to do.
Right. And I imagine that it wasn't necessarily easy to sort of accept this, especially like having been the president of a very successful furniture company. You know, your family probably thought, you know, oh, she's doing so well. She's great. What do you mean you're leaving that? What do you mean you're going to become some spiritual teacher? You know, they must have been very concerned.
Yes, but at the same time, I believe everything happened for a reason.
Yes.
So the fact I built this business, which can support my life to do what I came here for, I think that was the reason that I had, you know, set up my life so that I could do whatever I need to do.
Right. Do you ever have those moments of looking back, wondering, well, like, what would have happened if, you know, you didn't leave the furniture company, or if you didn't come to the United States?
All the time. But
don't
we all do that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We humans always, you know, wonder, you know, what's going to happen if that. And
right.
But the truth is, we all know whatever happening right this minute is exactly what's supposed to happen for all of us.
Right, yes,
so,
yes.
So, you know, that's what we have to, you know, put our foot, you know, foot down and keep moving forward.
Right. Yeah, like I always forget who the quote is from, like that famous quote that says, you know, no matter whether it seems like it or not, the universe is unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So you work with you have this star family around you. You have these beings around you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about them? So give our audience a little bit of an introduction to them.
Sure. So I channel 4 beings.
Mm-hmm.
First is Krishna. He's my father.
Okay.
In future. He is the leader of 7th dimension. He has ultimate knowledge.
Okay.
I channel my future self, Novisha. He's a soul doctor.
Okay.
I channel her twin sister, Kyra, and I channel a being called Lanish. He's a time traveler, like, who works with me on this earth. So they all 4 of them speak in different language, but usually 3 of my star family speak in one, and then Lanish speaks separately. But what they want to do is they want to help us bring the information, which we need to move forward to make the, you know, better future for the humanity and Earth. Because they urge us, unless we change the course of where we are going, we are heading toward destruction, as you and me both know. So it is crucial that we make changes now.
And did you connect with all four of these beings at the same time, or did you connect with one and then another and then another?
One at a time. Actually, two came out at the same time, but Kyra came in first because I think she has a more similar energy as mine. That's why it was easier for her to come in first. So, you know, two came in one day, and another one came a little later, and then Lanish came in about 3 months later.
And you know, the idea of channeling one's future self, I know there are a number of people who do that. Was that something that was kind of a little bit difficult for you to accept, or by that point you really had just said, okay, this is what's it all about?
When I started channeling Kyra, I was like, okay, I mean, nothing would surprise me anymore. But what I was doing was real. It's not like I was making up. This totally different being was speaking through me. So, you know, from there, it was nothing would surprise me. But what they had to say was so important that I knew that this is what I need to do.
Right. And when you channel them, they speak in what's known as light language, right? Which is not a language that anyone here on Earth really speaks as a regular language. But when they communicate with you, they communicate, I'm assuming, psychically, so that you kind of understand what they're saying?
Actually, I do not.
Oh, you don't?
Because the information I have is so huge that it's like I'm carrying the computer, so I'm just tuning into the vibration, and I just channel what they want to say,
and
Kyle can translate those.
All right, so Kyle, that's why we have you here. You're the translation circuit, huh?
Well, yeah, and that was something that was learned along the road, because at first I didn't understand a word they were saying, so... I mean, but I asked my guardian angel, I said, can't you figure out some way of letting me understand some of what they're saying? And then I started understanding a few words, and then a few more, and then a few more. And there's still some that I don't understand, but, you know, I can get most of it from him now, so it's kind of interesting. But they just come up with the most unbelievable stuff. I mean, the information is just unbelievable.
Wow. And so when you hear the light language, I mean, is it like hearing a foreign language that you just understand some of the words, or is it a different kind of experience?
I think you better listen to it than try to explain what it is.
You're going to be shocked. It's a little bit shocking. So.
Okay. Well, how about this? It's time for us for a second commercial break. How about when we come back from the commercial break, Ariana, if you're up for it, you'll let them speak through you, and Kyle, you'll translate for us.
Sounds great.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And when we come back, you're going to hear some light language. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination?
When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour. So, Ariana, let's see if your guides have a message for our audience today. Since our segments are only about 14 minutes, if maybe we can do this for about 5 minutes or so Kyle has enough time to translate?
Sure.
Okay, great.
So I'm going to bring the three of them together, my staff family.
Mm-hmm.
What they said was they just said thank you for having them here, and that they feel very honored to be here.
It's our pleasure. I hope they have something to share with our audience to help help empower them to create something better for this world.
Okay.
What they said was they said that it starts out with each person going within themselves and learning to be kind to the people around them and to actually pick up something and do something, you know, make a difference themselves, because when each person does it, it makes such a big difference. And they said so many people are waiting for someone else to do it or waiting for something big to happen. And they said it's just, you know, being kind to the people around them, you know, saying hello to their neighbors. I mean, that kind of thing. They're saying that that's what it's going to take, you know, for us to get on track. So
people have said that, you know, the longest distance we will ever go is the distance from our head to our heart. Is there perhaps something they can impart to help people to make that journey from our heads to our hearts?
Okay, I'm going to bring Lani Shin.
Okay.
He said, the communication. He said, that's what's between the head and the heart. He said, it's the communication part. He said, it's that ability to communicate with the people around you. That's what we've lost. We've lost that ability. And so everyone is telling people what to do or telling people what not to do instead of, like, learning to communicate and you know, learning from each other.
Yeah, to have real heart-to-heart communication and not just talk at people.
You know, he just showed me a picture, and he said, there's a line through the head, and there's a line through the heart, and in the middle, he said, there's the throat, which is, you know, the throat chakra even.
Right.
So it makes sense.
Right. So besides, you know, just the act of communication and connecting with people, is there some sort of daily practice or some maybe small steps that people can take that will help encourage them to feel safe to be able to communicate and connect with people? Because sometimes people don't feel safe in a way connecting with the people around them.
Okay. What he said was they said it's about, you know, it can be done in the simplest ways. It can be done with, you know, just by even making a smile to someone. I mean, it's not about going and knocking on every neighbor's door and saying hello. You know, it's not about that. It's more about just trying to encourage people to look around them. You know, be aware of their surroundings. Be aware of their where they're at. You know, I mean, you know, like they reminded me of when in California. I mean, we only know our neighbors when we have an earthquake. You know, it's just a fact. I mean, I never met my neighbors until we had an earthquake, and then we met all the neighbors. It's like, okay, what is this? And, you know, we see them every day, but we never say hello even. But then all of a sudden you do after that, because all of a sudden you bonded with something. You know, so it's really about just, you know, just opening up that little bit. I mean, you'd be surprised what a smile does to someone, and in a day, just to smile at someone and say, have a great day. You know, it does change someone's life a little bit. And so... And people need to learn to do that, and people have forgotten how to play too. Which they, you know, they said it's really important that people learn to play and give themselves a play date, you know, for themselves. You know, we're always giving them to children, but we forgot about it. I mean, you know, and people in the middle just forget. The age range is in the middle. You know, the kids and the old people are remembering how to play, but the ones in the middle don't know how to do it.
Right.
And they said, so learning to play again too is really important.
Wow. Yeah, and it's also I think. Learning to love ourselves, right? We have a tendency in this society that we feel like that's selfish, but that's not really selfish. By learning to love ourselves, then we can really connect and love other people.
Sure, exactly. That's the only way.
Yeah. So I know you talk about sort of things are not sort of going well in this world, and we need to sort of, you know, wake up, become more conscious, and turn around. That I know even astrologically, energetically, we're sort of at this real crossroads in the world as we're switching over from the era of Pisces to the era of Aquarius. There are a lot of beings, there are a lot of channels, a lot of sort of spiritual beings coming. Why is this time so much more, at least it feels to us, maybe so much more important than other times in the past that so many spiritual beings are showing up now?
Do you want me to channel, or
yes.
Do you want me to give you? Okay.
He said, because we're hitting that spot again. I guess we've done it many times in the past, but it's the spot where we're just going over the edge of the part where I want to say, what are they saying? They're saying it's like the part where, you know, we're almost doing more than we should, and it's we've hit this spot before. I think, you know, if we go back to Atlantis and stuff like that, I think they did the same thing. You know, they went too far, and then they in reverse it at that point. And I think we're at that point too, where we're doing almost too much. I mean, you know, and we're getting too much into the, you know, the electronic stuff and the crazy stuff that can, you know, we don't even know what it's all doing. I mean, and there's so many other things that we don't know what it's doing to this planet and to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said we're hitting that spot again, and they said they have to try to save us this time. So. And we have to save ourselves, is what they said.
Right.
You know, because we will go over that edge again, and then you know what? They start over again, I guess.
Right. So I know, like, a lot of people kind of feel this at times, and it can feel very disempowering because, you know, you have big governments, giant corporations, you know, people with power who, you know, we can't really do anything about what they do per se. So what can people do individually? You know, because I'm a big believer in empowering people and empowering those that we listen to who are more conscious, you know, to help us to reach sort of that tipping point, that moment, that point where there are enough people in this world who are conscious enough to affect change in the entire world.
He said the strongest thing we own is our intentions. And he said if we set our intentions, and he said if enough people set their intentions to create a different world or to create something to change, it will change. And so you know, that's the strongest thing we own. You know, but beyond everything else is just setting those intentions and really standing beside them. Mm. So, you know.
Wonderful. So it's like that use of imagination and intention. It's you know,
if you believe it, you can make it happen. You
right.
Know, kind of thing, so.
Like not believing in limitation and not believing like we don't have the ability to do it, but really feeling our own power that we can do it merely by focus and intention and imagination and seeing it.
Just like Walt Disney was like, you know, he said if he could see it in his mind's eye, he could make it happen. So.
Ariana, please thank your family for joining us on the interview. It was a great pleasure to hear them speak directly. So, Kyle, I take it when Ariana channels, it's like a burst of information because it sounds like the actual sounds are relatively short, but then there's a lot of information packed in there that you're picking up on.
There's a lot of layers.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, when I first started hearing it, I would just hear the top layers. And then it went to like a level 2 and a level 3 and a level 4 and a level 5 of the layers.
Mm.
And so, you know, and there's, like I said, there's still things that I don't quite understand. But it's you know, there's so many levels to it that it's like, you know, it's like 30 seconds of her talking. I can sit here and probably write, you know, 3 or 4 pages of what she's saying.
Wow.
You know. If I really sat down and did it,
and
so if I went through it all,
do you do this for any other channel who channels light language, or is Ariana the only one that you do this for?
I mean, she's the only one that I do this part for. I mean, you know, I wasn't going to do it. I mean, it wasn't something I chose to do. It just was. I was sitting there, and it's like it kept coming up, and I kept hearing it, and I kept asking my angel, "There's got to be a way to interpret that, or some kind of filter that we could understand what she's saying," because she just kept talking. I mean, hours of it just was going on.
Mm.
And I mean, it sounded so interesting, but we couldn't figure out what it was. And then it just started coming a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, and then it got really clear.
Mm.
And then my angel was able to tell me what she's saying. So I was like, okay, I can understand that part then. And now it's got where my angel just relays whatever she's saying to me. So it's kind of like a, you know, like a...
So it's actually, it's not even you sort of directly sort of translating it. It's more like connecting to your guardian angel and they're the ones sort of translating it for you. And then they're just giving you the kind of, okay, here's what that was all about.
Yeah. And sometimes she'll give me something, you know, and all I'll see is like, I'll see a chalkboard with like these equations written all over it, you know, which I don't even know what they mean, but I can actually draw them out,
I see. Ariana, I'm curious, before we go to break, we just have a minute, why do you think people are drawn to your message and drawn to what you're able to do?
Because I believe they have seen it many, many times in the past that they know the answers to help us. And again, the best I could do is I'm the messenger. I bring the message. If people are not willing to listen, there's nothing I can do. But that is my life purpose, to bring the message through them. So, you know, I have to do what they want me to do.
And do you find people today are more accepting of your message than maybe when you first got started?
I believe so. And also at the same time, when people are in more danger, or if they feel that, you know, the future is not certain, I think they will listen to me more, because that their message is to try to save us and help us.
Right. Okay, great. Okay, so it's time for us to take our last commercial break of the show. When we come back, I'd like to just talk a little bit more about your book and kind of what the message is of it and why you wrote it, okay?
Sure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, everybody. Please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Dude. Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatic.
Dude.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. So, Ariana, you have come out with this book called Light Atonement, and I'm curious, was this something that your guide sort of told you you should do, or is this just something that you felt you felt was important to do?
I think it was both.
Both, okay.
Because, you know, for me to kind of explain people how I came to channel, it's hours of explanation to do.
Right.
Instead, if they have a book, you know, just explain how I came to be who I am,
right.
I figure that would be the easiest thing to do. But at the same time, this book turned out to be more of like, this is my life story, but at the same time, you know, I made sections where people would look into their life after each chapter for reflections. So it is, whoever is reading this book will go through their life and learn their life purpose and why they are here, what they want to do. So it helps them kind of like realize what they're here for.
So it's kind of both a book and a workbook.
Correct.
Gotcha. And what are you hoping, what's your intention behind this book? What are you hoping this book will help to accomplish?
Well, I think for the people that who want to make a difference, which I think most of us do. You know, they will know the steps to, you know, they know what they need to do. And because I believe every single one of us needs to make a commitment and move forward. That is a key to the human evolution. So I'm hoping that every reader will get some clear idea of what they need to do. And then at the same time, you know, my mission here is work with influential people, because my star family does have information to cure disease, to bring new kinds of information. You know, they have higher technology they're willing to share with us.
Right.
So, you know, my main work would be consulting. So that also helps them to understand who I am and where I come from.
And how do you work with people, like kind of individually or in a group? I mean, do people
both
come to you?
Okay. I am writing many articles with Kyle as earlier that they give us just pages and pages formulas to say, to, you know, bring down new information.
Right.
I work with corporations and, you know, think tanks and others to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. that is what I'm here to do.
Ah, I see. And I mean, you know, I guess it's something I shouldn't be quite as surprised about, that the corporation and think tanks are more open to working with psychics and channels now than in the past. I mean, have your guides sort of given you any indications of who specifically to work with or how specifically to work with people?
Sure, but at the same time, it's for me, it's more important right than the information that they give me, mm-hmm. and whoever can use the information. I mean, they give me a lot of information about space travel, cure to global warming, and, you know, just cure to some disease, stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, whoever is appropriate to work with the information, because the people who are in that level know that my information is real.
I see. Kyle, I'm curious with the information that you have. I've heard a lot of spiritual teachers talk about sort of a big energetic shift coming up in the world, like pretty soon. I've been hearing a lot of people talk about the last weekend in September, September 27th or 28th. Have you heard of that, or have you felt into?
I mean, I think we're in a shift right now. Actually,
okay.
I think we're already in it. I think it's already happening. But it's you know, I think it's going to probably finish out around then. I think the shift that's going on right now, I think it's another one of these shifts that's just opening us up a little bit more,
right.
and trying to get people more open to being aware of what's going on with our planet and with our where we're at. I mean, you know, I can't explain it enough other than to say that we're doing the same thing that we always do, is we try to do so much so quickly, and we get in over our heads, and that's what we do. And so, I mean, I think we're doing the same thing again. You know, we just need to slow down a little bit and really start, you know, changing some things and making this planet, you know, taking care of what we're here to take care of, because we're here to take care of this planet that takes care of us.
Right, absolutely.
That's what we've got to, you know, be sure about.
That's right. You know, I love how people say, oh, we have to save the planet, we have to save the planet. We don't really need to save the planet. We need to save ourselves. And the way we're going to save ourselves is by not making the planet toxic to life.
Correct.
Exactly. Right.
So, Ariane, I know, like, most people think society is about, you know, 6,000, 7,000 years old, and it's relatively recent. But, you know, more and more evidence is coming to light that you know, humanity has been, humanity and advanced humanity, civilization has been around for tens of thousands of years, if not longer, and that, you know, this is just another turn on the wheel, so to speak. Is that what you've been told?
Yes, and also the Star Nation has people from, you know, star beings has always helped us throughout our human evolutions as well.
Right. And do you do any, I'm just curious in terms of, like, working with the planet and working with the energies of Gaia and the Earth chakras, do any energetic work sort of around any particular physical locations, or is your work all with people?
I don't necessarily work with certain space, or, you know, because I am connected to just different dimensions, to everything. But I do work with energy. I do work with people as a healer. You know, it just takes so much of my energy. But when Earth need help, I can definitely send energy to that as well.
Right. And do you also do healing work for people?
I usually don't take a healing client, because okay. that actually do take a lot of energy. But I do heal people with cancer and stuff like that. You know, just when it happened to come to my way, I cannot help it. But that then I will. You know, I will be sick for a little bit as well, because by healing that person, I take on that little bit of his energy as well.
I see.
So I don't necessarily, you know, take healing clients, but when I do get presented, I cannot help it to help.
Wonderful. Well, listen, Kyle and Ariane, I really want to thank both of you for coming on the show today. If people want to learn more about your work or want to learn where they can get the book, how would they find out?
The best place is go to my website.
Okay, which is?
www.starchild.com. astarchild.com.
So astarchild.com. astarchild.com. Wonderful. And do you do like group sessions out in California? Or do you travel around and do like, you know, live events for people to see you at?
I have done that in the past. Okay. Right now, I'm just taking consultation. You know, it could be private, it could be group. You know, that's what I do.
Okay, great. And Kyle, if people want to learn more about you, do you have your own website?
Yeah, you know, you can go on her website. I've got a spot on her website also.
Oh, okay.
And, you can also
send an email from there.
You can get her book on Amazon too. Her book is on Amazon. You can order from Amazon too. It's everywhere. So
okay, wonderful.
And, that's about it. So,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, I hope if either of you or both of you make it to New York City, that you'll definitely get in touch with me because I'd love to meet you face to face and see you.
Great. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're quite welcome. Again, the name of the book is Light Atonement by Ariana, a Star Child. It's available on her website, which is astarchild.com, and through Amazon and all the online bookstores. Ariana, Kyle, thank you so much for joining me on the Conscious Consultant Hour today.
Take care.
Take care now.
Take care.
And of course, everybody, please stay tuned. Coming up next, our resident actor, Kevin Barbaro with his show Coffee Talk 3.0. We're actually rebroadcasting today his premiere. He wanted to give everybody who did not have a chance to hear his premiere in the past a chance to hear it again. So please stay tuned for that. Of course, we'll have our shows as usual Tuesday night, Thursday, Friday, and I will be back next week. So everybody, take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.